Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Well, look who showed up again.
Yeah.
10 days off.
What the hell?
You must be well rested.
Yeah and no. You know, you get like, I get antsy if I don't talk enough.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was really concerned about the world's least tired man getting plenty of rest.
Do you talk less around
the girls? Yeah, yeah. I mean, typically because they're quiet, so I don't want to be super annoying.
Really?
Yeah. So
we've never noticed that.
Well, you guys, when I'm around you guys, it's typically we're the microphones or we're warming up back there.
I think the most amazing thing about you is the awareness.
Yeah.
You have so much of it.
Yeah. He sees it
yet,
all.
Yet can still, you not?
Yet still, you know?
That's great. Well, we missed you. We really did.
I'm sure you didn't.
No.
We did.
No. I told you. Like, it's completely selfish why I missed you. Like, if I'm a little tired, didn't sleep, I'm like, hey, Wheels, let's talk some sports. Yeah. you weren't there.
It's like setting off the AI. It just goes.
I just used Andrew, and he'd be like, so, volleyball?
I hear there's some big news in the world of golf. I don't know what it is, though.
Yeah, so we miss you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All good? Good trip?
Yeah, it was chill. I mean, it was 5 days out of town. The rest was just weekend days that we're, you know, still in town. But North Carolina is cool. I hadn't been there, like, actually for a visit. Last time I was there, I was in college for baseball games, and you don't really do anything but go to the baseball fields when you're doing stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah, it was really nice.
I've always been attracted to that area.
Yeah.
I haven't been there much, but it just seems cool and laid back, and they have mountains, and they have...
Yeah, it was really cool. Nice scenic driving. People were very nice. Everything's expensive in that area, though.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, we were in the college towns. Like, my kid's in Chapel Hill, so we're Chapel Hill, Raleigh, Durham. Like, so everything there, all the restaurants, everything's super expensive.
Yeah.
I've never been out there, but a buddy of mine was, when he was in med school, the fellowship or the whatever. Yeah, yep. I don't know the names for all the stuff. But he was doing the phase where he was
the residency?
At, yeah,
that sounds right.
Did you guys used to study together a lot?
I was the one that held up the note cards. So I've been talking about visiting him and
something. I don't know. He was in the hospital a lot.
I don't know. So he was all over. So he had gone from Pittsburgh to North Carolina, and so I said, you know what, buddy, I'm going to come visit you. And I think it had been several months since I had spoken to him, and so I bought the flight. I texted him and said, all right, I'm getting in. Whatever, September, blah, 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 flying into Raleigh-Durham. So we'll see you then. And he says, I don't live there anymore.
Oh.
I'm in New York now.
I went, oh, my gosh.
Really? Like, oh, well.
You guys were close.
Dude, I hadn't talked to him in months. I didn't know that he left.
Why would you buy a ticket without confirming with someone with whom you haven't spoken in months?
That's a great question, Amy.
Is this how you date?
It's very similar.
Yeah. It's a real boy thing.
Yeah.
I kind of get it.
Who was it talking about being with a friend? It might have been a comedian talking about being with a friend, and the friend had just gotten a divorce, and they went golfing together. And then he comes home, and his wife says, so how's Tim doing? And he's like, I don't know. What do you mean?
Right.
Like, you didn't. He just got divorced.
We just played golf.
Like, oh, we didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't ask how he was doing. Didn't come up.
In a sport that, of all the sports, is most conducive to
talking.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
5 hours of just riding in a cart together.
Yeah.
How's your buddy doing?
I know that bit, but I know that that's also happened to me before.
I got Brian
times.
Regan. That's the comedian.
Yeah, yeah. I know that has happened so many times.
Good holidays, good weekend, everything.
Mm-hmm.
All good.
It's all blended together.
He just keeps spiking the ball,
right?
We got one day off. And he's like, oh, you know,
your whole
lost.
Life is a vacation.
It runs together.
Your life is a vacation.
Wrong.
Every conversation's a cul-de-sac with this guy.
Yeah. No kidding. That's true.
I don't get it. I'm slow today.
We all get it.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
We posted a picture of my mom. That this was her Memorial Day. I'll show you guys here inside. And it was so sweet. They have a little outdoor veranda where she lives now. And so I took her out there and I put my sunglasses on her. And then I picked her a flower and she put it in her hair. It was very sweet. And then she started roasting me in front of Nick. And I couldn't tell. I mean, she has dementia. She's pretty deep in dementia. And she was wearing my sunglasses. And she said, is the woman still here who you took these off of? word for word. And I was like, well, ouch.
That's just such a sick burn.
Oh, it was a burn.
And she kept
going back to it. She kept saying things like that. She took them off and she's like, seriously, find the woman who owns these. She'll want them back. And I'm like, you could just stop now. You're roasting a guy with power of attorney. And she was. She was just on.
That's good.
You're changing her will every time she says something like that. A little more.
75 pounds of pure fury, man. I'm telling you.
Dude, she's roasting you.
She was.
That sucks, man. You get roasted by your mom.
And then a couple of cicadas landed. You know, you could hear them. It's in Webster Groves. There's lots of trees, lots of cicadas. And I said... And Nick was there for this, and I said, can you hear the cicadas? And, you know, I said it really loud because she's kind of hard of hearing, and she looks at me, and she looks at Nick, and she looks back, and she goes, can I hear the potatoes? And I'm like, geez, lady. She's rolling her eyes.
She's like, you're the one who should be here.
Yeah, she's like, this guy.
Like, get this lady out of here. Oh, it's Dave with the sunglasses.
Oh, man. I feel like every one of your stories about her is how she's had enough of you.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
It's so funny. I love that relationship.
No, it is. She. I said the words, stop being mean. The day after she had surgery. Yeah, she had surgery and she like wasn't sleeping and, you know, she's all panicky. And I'm like, I know. I'm the same way, Mom. Just close your eyes and relax. And she opens her eyes and she goes, you close your eyes and relax. And I go, stop being mean. She's got a metal rod in her femur, which is the size of my middle finger. And it's like, stop busting on me. Oh, Teddy the bear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who every day... When I go in, she's like, so I was at a dance in Benton last night, and Teddy just wouldn't stop dancing, and so I had to leave him there, and he said he'd take a bus home. Well, now Teddy's missing.
Uh-oh.
Like, for real missing.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Sorry to hear that.
Wouldn't it be weird if half the things she's saying are real?
Yeah, Teddy took the first bus to wherever.
Yeah, then, so she had a... She had one of those Mylar balloons that said Mother's Day on it. And so Mother's Day has been, you know, a couple weeks. And I was there yesterday and it's, you know, kind of blowing around. And she goes, can you pop that damn thing? And I go, sure. Are you over Mother's Day? She goes, no, I have dementia and it hovers over my bed 24/7. I was like...
Making a good point.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. I mean, I drew a scary face on one side.
I mean, that's a good bit of awareness, too.
It is.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's real. Like, she's definitely, like, that's the kind of creepy part about it. I was just talking, everyone knows what's going on with my mom now, and so people are coming up to me and talking about their moms and dads and how it is with the dementia and stuff. And that's what's creepy about it, is that... like, my dad eventually was so bad that he just kind of muttered. Mm. She's talking the way I'm talking right now. She's just talking about things that aren't happening.
Mm.
You know, things that are happening in her head. That's got to be so weird. We've all had, like, fever dreams where you swore it was real, but it's just a constant thing. It's just a terrible disease. So, anyway, happy Memorial Day. So, we could have a verdict in the Trump case today. How about that?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the...
I missed a lot.
Yeah, so they gave a four-hour... Look, I worked on the Exxon Valdez case. I worked on it as, like, the guy who takes out the trash at KFC worked on it. I wasn't one of the main people or anything, but they were not going to give a 4-hour closing. This was 10,000 commercial fishermen in the Exxon Valdez oil spill, a million pieces of paper. It's ridiculous what's happened to the legal system today. Used to be 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour for a huge case. I get that it's a former president, and there's some complexities, but not that many complexities. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to Jeff Pleben coming up at 3 p.m., and Ricky's going to join us at 2:15. Mike Elam and Ian Mackey are going to be here for the Think Tank. So good show. Beautiful day out there. Quick break. Right back. 122 DGS on KMOX. Gorgeous day out there. So Wheels was down south, beautiful country with his wife, seeing his daughter. What could go wrong? And he comes back, and on the Google Doc, I'm reading this. Hotels are flat out just ripping me off. And airports can kiss my ass.
Yeah, pretty much. And the people at those airports, too.
What? Who hurt your feelings?
All right, so a lot of things.
Oh, wait, first. Let's give a little perspective.
Yeah.
Can you tell the story about the QT?
Oh, yeah. We can start with that. Because this actually leads into this perfectly, so well set up. So today, I get my QT drink. I finished it. I was going to fill it up, so I went and got new ice and put it on the counter, went to the bathroom, came back, and it was gone. So I got really mad, like irrationally stupid mad. Like, I went in. Nobody was around because everybody was upstairs, and I, kicked a chair across the room. And I'm like, yeah.
That sounds right.
And then he finds it, but somebody had moved it.
Someone was just screwing with it.
To another place. But and here's the crazy thing. There was one in the garbage.
Because
I looked in the garbage, did somebody throw that away? And there's one in there. I thought that was mine. It turns out it was not mine. So, yeah.
Who moved it?
I don't know. Somebody probably doesn't.
Check the cameras.
Let's go.
I can't imagine somebody. Can you messing around with your things, moving something to a place that doesn't belong, or putting a thing in a bag that doesn't belong to you?
No, that's fine.
Who would do something like that?
Yeah, but I had evidence that it had been thrown away. It was just wrong evidence. It was bad evidence.
I don't know if that means. Does that count as evidence then?
Well, I mean, there was evidence. There was a QT cup.
This is how people go to jail.
That's true. That's
There's
true.
Evidence, even though
I am not
was
the
wrong.
Good guy in this story.
See,
I had proof that I was wrong.
No one was thinking.
I got
that.
Really mad, and then it's there, and I'm like, oh well, that was for nothing.
You kicked it. Which chair? A tall chair?
My chair.
Oh.
Yeah, just like a...
It's a roller chair.
They know what you should have been mad about was the sweet Camaro with the spoiler.
Oh, that's why I'm carrying rage today.
This is kind of devastating.
No, yeah. I mean, that's why I'm carrying rage today, because I got smoked during the hailstorm while I was driving and it hit. And I'm like, oh, there's nowhere to go. I was out on 109. There's nowhere to pull over. There's no overpasses. There's no, I didn't see a gas station at all during the time that I was the hail was falling, and now I've got 8 billion little thingies in there.
Devastating. So what do you do?
That's probably why I kicked the chair. Yeah. That's probably really the root of it.
It really wasn't about the big gulp, was it?
Right. No, it was it was about the Camaro.
Are you going to get a tiny little toilet plunger and try to fix all
I'm not touching it because I'll ruin it. I'm going to just do the insurance claim thing.
Oh,
whatever
man,
that means. Means paying my deductible and... Somebody fixes it. Yeah, that's probably why I was mad.
So what'd the hotel do to you?
Okay, all right. So you guys tell me this. So the hotel, first of all, generally speaking, nice rooms, clean, very good. Yeah. But I go to the lake. I wanted a drink. We got back from being, at our kid's place. We're coming back for the night. I'm like, I'm going to go down and get there a mountain, do a thing. It was $5.
$5
for a 20-ounce drink. And I'm like... I scanned it. I'm getting ready. It's like our thing out here.
Yeah,
it's like
E-Mart.
And I go to pay, and I'm like, I just canceled. I'm like, I can't even justify $5. And then I'm going through, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm already spending. I don't remember $175 a night just to sleep in a bed in your room, and you can't have normal priced drinks in your stupid lobby. Why is that a thing? And then you get to the airport. Every place was crowded because Raleigh doesn't have very many restaurants in there. We go to this little burger place, and I'm talking about regular size McDonald's burgers, right? Not quarter pounder, regular size McDonald's burgers. Two of those cheeseburgers, two little sides of coleslaw that might have been 3 or 4 ounces each, and one drink, and it was $30. And I'm like,
whoa.
What the?
Yikes.
Better get in, mate.
But I'm spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars to be on a plane.
Mm.
That's a lot.
And now I'm choked up.
How nice was your hotel?
It was fine. It was nice. It was like, it was not
extended stay.
Was it extended
It was a Hampton Inn and Suites or something.
Oh. I love Hampton Inn.
Yeah, it's fine. It was nice. But I mean, like, why you got to rip people off and the concessions? Like, that's not where they make their money, right? They're not like, I mean, like, so just as an example, I just went at the store yesterday.
Maybe it is.
I bought 3 6 packs for $11. And they're charging $5. I can't even talk. I'm so upset.
He's seamlessly turning off his mic. It's really funny to watch. I wish people could see it.
I know.
This is a master.
And I'm not
going
to. I'm so upset.
I had no intention to jump in to help.
No.
I wanted him to.
This could have gone on for minutes.
You know, I think they are making their money. I think they're making their money on the soda.
Captive audience.
Because here's the thing. I used to work at a running store. We would sell the shoes, but they always said socks pay the rent. Hmm. It's like the shoes were the big purchase items, but the socks paid the rent. I think.
Charge me $5 a night more for my room and make me feel better by getting a $2 soda.
I remember the sock thing because when I was really fat and I went in to buy the $300 shoes and they're like, you don't wear cotton socks, do you? I'm like, do I look like that's my biggest problem?
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
134 DGS on KMOX. If you're listening on 1120 AM, try 98.7 FM. It's what we call a translator in the business. It's not a full-fledged signal, but it does a pretty nice job and sounds better than 1120 in a lot of areas. Or you can download the Odyssey app, which sounds pristine. That's how I listen every morning in Total Information AM. Going to see my mom, and it sounds perfect. So check those out. Let's talk some sports. Let's talk some baseball. And before we get to the Cardinals themselves, let me make a few observations. So Joe Buck and Chip Carey were supposed to call the game that got rained out, but they ended up doing quite a bit of talking just, you know, through the rain. I'm kind of glad almost they didn't play the game. It was great. Huh. I don't know if you guys watched much of it.
I missed it. I was on a flight.
Joe especially, man. I know Joe and I aren't like best friends, but I know him. You know, I know him. Probably not as well as you guys, but I know him. And you couldn't shut him up. It was great.
Yeah.
He was just talking about the old days. And
I only caught bits after the fact. I was at the game, which didn't actually happen, so we didn't really get to hear it. But the opportunity to get to hear the two of them together, I imagine for the people who were at home and who were watching and sat through the rain delay, at least as long as they were doing it, that's a really nice treat. And I kind of agree with you that it would have been cool to get some of the baseball in the middle and talk about what was happening and get their analysis, but just to at least have a conversation.
I agree.
That's in itself.
To put that stuff into some perspective too, it's because people always hate change, right? So obviously there was a change from Harry Carey to Jack Buck, and somebody on Twitter, and I forget who it is, and it's a prominent Cardinals Twitter, you know, I think it might've been Augie Nash does a lot of historical stuff, posted a letter from August Bush to a fan responding to the fan's complaint about Harry Carey leaving and being replaced with Jack Buck. They didn't like Jack Buck. And he was like, I'm sure Jack will win you over as we go forward. Yeah. I mean, like, it's just, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Like, people did not like Bob Costas when he was young. Bob Costas is a legend who's done every sporting event you can imagine. It's just interesting how when there's a change, nobody likes the change.
Well, that was Tom Ackerman's experience because he was so young when he first got to do some major work. Sports work here at KMOX, I think 22, maybe 23. And he said I forgot if he hosted Sports Open Line or Sports on a Sunday morning. And then like the next day there was a letter to the editor in the paper, like what has KMOX come to putting this kid, you know,
that's what
on
they did
KMOX.
To Costas when he was a young guy. He's like, he's just a young boy. He can't do sports radio.
Yeah.
Also a little mea culpa on my part. I listened to Wainwright on Fox. And a little Adam Wainwright goes a long way with me. You know, the whole playing the Grand Ole Opry. And it really comes down to me being very small and jealous. And but, you know, my shoulders are wide enough to admit that. I really have enjoyed it. He had a lot of insights. And I typically don't like it when the player goes into a lot of detail. But I thought it worked pretty well.
Yeah, he's phenomenal at that job as an analyst. I don't know if he probably doesn't have any desire to do it on a weekly basis because... had a long career, no need to commit to anything. Just do, you know, whatever little bit you want to do. But he is amazing at it. He is, to me, like Tony Romo was at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like when Tony Romo the first started, it's like he had just retired and he knew the plays that were coming. He would describe in detail. Now sometimes he's a little over the top. Even though I still like Tony Romo, others have gotten tired of him. But I like that perspective of somebody who just left the game. And he's so good at telling the stories to go along with it, because that's a big part of being an analyst.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, well, here's what this does, and here's how you spin a curveball. It's some of it's just the stories and the context that goes into playing the game.
But also being able to articulate why a certain thing is done the way it's done, or why you did it the way you did
it.
Some guys are just, and I would, in fact, think most players in professional sports are just like, I don't know, I just do. I'm good.
He was.
It's different to be able to explain it to somebody.
Very honest too, and candid. I heard him on this morning with Ackerman, and he was talking about Arenado, and he wasn't saying anything. He wasn't throwing any shade. He just said the day that Arenado stops thinking is the day he's going to start hitting again.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, that's good analysis.
He's probably right.
Candid.
Which is also, you know, for a lot of we all know it in our lives. It's easier said than done.
Yeah.
You know, when you've got, you know, the whole world watching
just stop
you
thinking.
And you think you're right. Exactly. You've got every time you step to the plate, you're like, I haven't hit a home run in a month and everybody here knows it. Everybody's watching it. And you'd want to carry all of that.
Well, it's worse when you're losing.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the team is losing and you are a big part of the lineup and you're doing nothing, you feel like it's your fault.
Now that they're going better, I wonder if that helps.
I would hope.
So my next baseball non-Cardinal thing, Angel Hernandez is largely regarded as the worst umpire of all time and he's retiring and I'm sad for him.
Oh, don't be.
I have raged at him like everyone else, but Nick sent me a text yesterday. He's like, ding dong, the witch is dead. And, I'm like, oh, this guy, like, I don't know. I make too big a deal out of my career and the legacy and what will people say and what will people think and will I go down and blah, 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 blah. And he's going to go down in history as the worst at what he did.
Got a nice settlement from MLB, though.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know how much, but I'm sure it's good.
So did you see the story in The Athletic about him? It was like a week or two ago.
2 days before this announcement.
So it's just kind of like how everybody that knows him says he's the nicest guy in the world. Like,
text
his friends if they're having a hard time. You know, he's good with charity and all that. And that's great. I mean that sincerely. I'm not trying to be a smartass. That's great. Nobody hates him for the human being that he is. They hate him for how he does his job. And he made himself the center of attention every game that he worked. And that can't be unintentional when you're doing that every day for 30 years.
Oh, you think he enjoyed it?
I think he loved the attention.
Oh, I think a lot of umpires do.
Yeah. I mean, he would be... I mean, that's... Do you guys ever see... You've seen it, I know. Former Bears player Steve McMichael, this is years and years ago, singing the seventh inning stretch at a Cubs game, and he was ripping on Angel before he got started, and the entire time they were singing the song, Angel is the home plate umpire looking up at the booth, staring at him.
So dumb. Yeah.
Just staring at him. And it's like, man, it's not about you.
Well, Wheels, I was saying this earlier today, like, well, Ronj said... casual fans know who Angel Hernandez is. And if a casual fan knows, that's a bad thing. And I said, I'm that casual fan, and here's what I know. I don't know who's the best umpire. I don't know who's a good umpire. But here's what I do know. Angel Hernandez, C.B. Buckner, Joe West, and Don Dankinger. That's what I know. Those are the only umpires I know. I don't know any good umpires.
Yeah, I mean, Dankinger, I think, mostly was good. He's just known here for that horrible call.
He just blew that one.
And Joe West was a really good umpire, but my complaint, he's a great guy, by the way. He's like the nicest guy. Kind of like the Angel. He's a really nice guy, but he was too much a part of the show.
Yep.
He wanted too much attention, and it's just like, that's not your job. Mm-hmm. Your job is to be unnoticed. And the best ones are the ones you don't even know their names, unless you're a total nerd like me.
So, to the team, and about the time that you were gone, Wheels, I remember when you left, you said, if I come back and they went 7-2, and they went 7-2.
I didn't predict it. I was just saying, if they did, then that's a good homestand.
Yeah.
10 of 13,
I mean,
they've won.
They're finally hitting, right? So the last 2 weeks, they've been one of the best hitting teams in baseball. For the month of May now, in a lot of the key categories, they're a top 10 offense. That's all. I mean, duh, that's all it took.
They just top five, Kevin.
Yeah, they just needed to start hitting. And most of the team has. Like, Goldie has finally. And the last 2 weeks, I think he's hitting like 380 or something like that. He's got three home runs the last couple games. And, you know, the other guys, you know, Nolan Gorman's been going good. Newt Barr's been good when he's been in the lineup. So they're finally starting to do that. And hopefully that can they're not going to be this good, right? You're not like 7 out of every 8, but hopefully this can level out and they can get back to being a winning team, which they are not yet.
Once you start winning series, you start to feel like, oh, well, why couldn't we win this one?
Yeah.
We won the Orioles, we won the Cubs, why couldn't we win this one?
Yeah, and then this, you know, this road trip they're on is a bit of a challenge, in part because it's a road trip, right? They've got this series against the Reds, so the second game is tonight, and the Reds swept the Dodgers right before this series, so they're playing a little better lately. Then you've got Philly. They're the best team in baseball, so that's a little scary.
Yeah.
And then Houston. And Houston started worse than the Cardinals. They started terribly. Like, they were way worse than the Cardinals. One of the worst teams in the league, but they're like 13-5 in their last 18 games. So,
Ray, let's talk to Terry. He wants to talk a little bit about Bill Walton. Rest in peace. Yeah. Terry, go ahead.
I was listening to you guys talk about media and stuff, and I'm just curious if you guys are old enough to remember Bill Walton and Snapper Jones doing basketball games together.
Snapper Jones
did not get any better. They reminded me of two guys arguing in a bar.
He's not wrong. That was a great...
You said he was the guy. He was your Chet Pleben.
Oh, Bill Walton. Did you ever interview Bill Walton, Runch?
No.
All right. So when I was young in sports radio, I mean, like, so we're going back late 90s. I was in my late 20s, just really my second year, third year. And they booked him on a weekend show that I was hosting. And he, first of all, the nicest guy in the world. So friendly. You know, he was really, I think, extra nice because he could tell I was a young guy. I think I had him on for 17 minutes. I asked two questions. He just talked and told stories.
He was something else.
And one story built from another story built from another story. And it was, I mean, that was my first interaction with him. And then the only in-person one I ever had was right before I came to KMOX. I was in Bristol doing like a week's worth of shows on ESPN, thinking, you know, talking to them about maybe coming and doing some nights and weekends and things. And we're just doing the show. And Bill Walton just walks by. And he's just walking through he's probably doing something else there. And he sees that we're doing the show, and he turns his head, and he peeks around the corner and just looks at us and smiles. And then we're like waving at him all that. So he just comes in, says, "Hey, guys, just walking through, saw you doing the show. How are you?" And he just sat there and talked for like 10, 15 minutes, and then afterwards hung out with us during the break. Such a nice guy. What a horrible thing. 71 years old. Yeah.
No kidding. And he certainly got... I want to say he was underrated. He was highly rated, but still underrated.
There were a lot of hardcore sports guys that did not like him on NBA games back in the day because he's weird and goofy and sounds kind of funny sometimes. But he would also, when he got into the basketball, was really good. Would you agree, Ron? There were mixed reviews when he was an active, like, big-time NBA broadcaster, but then... These last 10, 12 years, people really started to just kind of like
Because he would go off on the tangent that would have no relation whatsoever to what was happening. And those were entertaining in themselves, but it's like, okay, let's pay attention to the basketball a little bit. But I mean, I like the entertainment aspect of what he did and the weirdness, even if he leaned into some of it and knew what he was doing. He knew that the stuff he would go off on, you know, Grateful Dead tangents or whatever.
Yeah.
Those were still interesting to me just because I liked that form of entertainment.
Yeah.
So he got that part. He definitely got that. It's sports. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be entertaining. And if I'm a little bit weird, all the better.
DGS. It's weird who I'm feeling sorry for today. I'm feeling sorry for... Angel Hernandez and the cicadas. I was back with my mom again today. We're out on the patio, and cicadas would just land and look at me and go like, right?
Just step on me now.
Like, I've been alive for like 18 days, and I've had enough. You can just, they're just,
it's just, it's time.
They're yeah. winding down. You can tell they're over it.
I was driving in on 40 today, and I'm like, there are leaves blowing everywhere. I'm like, those aren't leaves. Those are cicadas. They're like bouncing all over the highway, flying yeah. everywhere. Like, what the
Their
hell?
Their last hurrah.
Yeah. They're like, what?
They're,
still have not seen a single cicada.
That's crazy.
They're There's awful. This incessant buzzing, though, I hear.
Yeah.
It's so loud. And Mason Jar was cutting the grass, and he had seen his
shirt
neighbor.
On or off.
Oh, more than a shirt on. He had a
Not
like
interested.
A rain parka.
Next story.
Boring.
He had a rain parka on, like, and the hood pulled up, you know, cinched tight around his face, and like sunglasses and long pants. And I walked out. I mean, 20, 30 cicadas Ooh. Just sitting on,
Man,
him, like,
yeah. you got it bad,
him, and swarming.
Yeah, it was Ugh. Crazy. My dog loves them.
To eat or to play?
Yes.
Screw it.
Yes. Yep. He hears them and he runs across to find it, and then he's like pawing at it, and he eats one or two here and there. Weirdo.
He thinks he's so funny over
What'd
here.
What'd he say?
I didn't say anything.
He's just, I don't even know. He's just laughing. I think.
I'm just like, I'm you know, nothing. Just forget it. You're going to get me in trouble.
With Mason Jar?
Yeah, with Mason Jar.
Oh, but you can't have that.
Hey, can't have that. I'm going to get in trouble with Mason Jar. But if I am in trouble, why don't you pop that shirt off first?
Huh? Yeah, I always think of you and Mason Jar like Costanzo when he was in love with the really handsome
oh, Tony.
Guy. Yeah.
Tony. Uh-huh. How's his face? Is his face okay? Oh, boy.
That's good.
Oh, man.
Rachel, did you pretty much just play tennis all weekend?
I played a couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, I love that you now...
I'm on Team Pickleball Hate with my friend Dave,
nice.
Who's been on this team for years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All because of one person who introduced me to it. That's it. The wrong person introduced me to it.
I was always indifferent to pickleball, but now that I'm a tennis player, you get out there and it's like, they're just standing there hitting the ball, like run around a little bit, do yeah. something. And they're having a blast. I'm happy for them, but it's just, it makes you roll your eyes
And
a
he said
bit.
That they were taking over the tennis courts?
Yeah, there were like some kids, like teenagers, and all the pickleball courts were in use, so they moved to the tennis court. And I'm like, this is
that.
Unacceptable.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
Shoo them off.
Yeah, I should have just yelled at them. It should have caused a scene.
Yeah, if that same person who introduced me to pickleball had shown me my first diamond, I'd be like, those are stupid.
It was
real ugly the way they twinkle in the sun.
There is a part of us, that, like all of us, though, that like when something is relatively new and a lot of people are just way too yeah. excited about it, like that right there is enough.
Yeah, I hate like, how excited enough. You are.
I probably screwed myself out of years of enjoyment.
Right. It's irrational, yeah. but like whatever.
We could probably build like the greatest pickleball team
yeah.
like,
of all time.
But yep. we just refuse to.